We've got our friends from Sasol. We're having a great conversation today with the head of corporate affairs, Ms. Mashudu Ndo. Welcome back to the Rise FM Drive, Ma.
Thank you. And it's good to be back. And I should say a good afternoon to everyone. And happy Women's Day to all the women of Mpumalanga.
Happy Women's Day, Women's Month to you as well.
Actually, thank you.
You've got good news. It is everyone's dream to own a house, but not everybody can be able to afford or buy a house for themselves. But Sasol is making this dream a reality for its employees. Tell us about the work that Sasol has been doing to provide housing for abasebenzi, abasebenzela yona Sasol.
Thank you so much. So this has been going on for some years, and I think you are aware that we are one of the company or one of the corporate within the country which really believe in developing our community and also making difference in our communities. So Sasol realized the meaning and importance of having a home. As a result, in 2014, we actually initiated a home ownership program aimed at giving qualifying permanent Sasol mining employees. So I must qualify this specifically for our mining employees or our mining colleagues, an opportunity to own a house. This is part of our social and labor program, and as it is a requirement by the Department of Minerals and Energy, I will now call the Department of Minerals and Resources, to say that we need to actually, in a first land community, we need to make sure that we do develop. But as a company, we always go beyond that. Hence, we always make sure that we do not only contribute to what need to be done or required, but we go beyond it. So far through this program, we have a total of more than 260 houses, which have been built for our employees in Embalente and Secunda in the Mpumalanga region. And I must say that we have even moved further to have the same program, which we are implementing in the Free State region, where within Sasolburg areas, we do have houses which were given to or handed over to the qualifying employees. And this past Monday, as you have said, we had a beautiful handover event of houses to new homeowners in Secunda and in Embalente, and welcomed them to the new home. It is quite interesting, and it was an interesting moment, an exciting moment again for Sasol, but then also for our employees that for the first time they are owning their house. And I think it would be important for me to say this actually was in collaboration with our human settlement department. So this is also in collaboration with government to make sure that we can be able again to assist government in contributing to address one of the pressing social issues which faced by the country, which we all know that there is not enough provision of housing. And this then works to ensure that we can be able to address that. And I must say that still, and the occasion brought to new meaning for caring for our employees, which is one of the most important value for us, which we live by in Sasol. And the handover, really, I must say, it has brought joy to the new homeowners. I was there myself, and wow. I could see the excitement, even not only of the parents, but the excitement of the children, while they know that they, from today, they'll be moving to the new houses.
Awesome stuff. Putting a roof over your families, heads is one of the most important things for anybody out there. Getting to hear news like this is quite exciting. It tells everybody who's even been looking at, I'd like to work for Sasol. They're like, definitely, that's a company I'd like to work for. But does this mean anyone who works for Sasol can actually become a homeowner under this program?
So before I respond to that, you just reminded me what our senior vice president, Mr. Sandile Siyaya, said. He said, this is not just only to hand over the houses. This is actually giving the dignity, not only to our employees, but to the families. And that's what he just said now. Really waking up and knowing that I'm waking up from their house, which I now own. And through the company have made me to own that.
Yes.
So from the criteria perspective, not everyone can just become a part of this. As I said, it's most importantly for the Sasol mining employees. And I must say that these houses are not for free.
Okay.
There are an affordable houses developed especially for our mining employees. So as we said that it's actually a subsidized houses. So then Sasol then works, we work very closely as a company with the bank, so one of the banks which we have now to provide this funding, but then as I said, also working very closely with the government department like your human settlement to make sure that these houses, they can be as affordable as possible compared to what you'll get in the market. And I must say that the key qualifying criteria for the scheme is that the applicant must not have the current government subsidy, because you're going to get it anyway through this process, and must not earn more than the 40,000 rand per month. So you can see already we are looking for those who, mostly when it comes to the RDP, they won't be able to qualify. But then when it comes to your normal market landscape, they'll also not be able to qualify. So we look at those who are to say, if you earn less than 40,000 rand, you are not receiving or don't have any government a subsidy or house, then you're able to qualify for this.
Super stuff, super stuff. You mentioned the houses that were handed over on Monday are in Embale and Tle Secunda. Does that mean your employees that qualify for this program are actually only restricted to live in these two areas?
I must say, since I've said that we started this housing program in 2014, we've really evolved, really looking at the needs of our employees and obviously looking at the realities of where they found themselves in. So now I must say that we have now gone broader than that because we have evolved the project itself. Now the program was originally developed, as I said, for the development of market. But then last year during the process, we actually decided to extend this to include the retail market as well. So if I'm an employee, for example, and for now, because we are testing it, if anything needs to be tested and piloted. So as if I'm an employee, for example, who reside or who want to have a house in Bethal, in Mzinoni, in Evander, in Kinross, Sasolburg, Secunda, Trichardt, and Zamdela and Free State, I can have the house. But what we have done, we've actually segmented the employees to say, for example, if you are coming from Tuvelisha and Seferfontein employees, so our employees, they will know what I'm talking about. So I'm from Tuvelisha and Seferfontein mine, then I actually qualify for Besa. If I'm from, example, Tuvelisha and Seferfontein, again, Mzinyona can do that. So that's how we have segmented actually the employees according to where our minings are. But we are actually not saying that we don't want it to be only Sekun and Embalente. We also want to look at other towns within the areas where those mines are, and you can be able to obviously get an opportunity. But I must say, because the project is evolving, and this is where we are right now. Maybe next time when I come, I'll be telling that if you are somewhere in another town, you can be able to get it, because that is the main purpose of this. We just want to make sure that our employees can own a house. Our employee can have the home.
Yeah, I definitely, since you are saying that the program is evolving, meaning that you're also getting feedback from your employees saying, no, we're thinking about this, we're looking at this. I am just imagining a situation where somebody is working in Secunda, but they come from Elukwatini, and they're saying, I don't want to build in Secunda. I want to build for my family that I left back home, Elukwatini. I'm thinking these are the kind of conversations you probably are having with your employees right now.
Definitely. And because this really forms part of our employee empowerment programs, but it also forms part of our employee value proposition. And I must say, initially when was this done, was actually to try to bring the family together. So if I'm from Elukwatini and I work in Secunda, if I was staying in a hostel, it means that I would have to stay alone. But then I need to expose and bring my children to where I'll call that, maybe it's in town where there's a better life, there's better education, and so on and so on. So this actually created an opportunity for me to move my family to bring them to Secunda and have my other home in Elukwatini. So as you said, it will evolve when time goes according to the needs of our employees, but still making sure that it has complied to what the DMRE obviously required.
Powerful stuff. I understand that the new houses were not only Sasol developed infrastructure that was handed over. It's not the only thing that was handed over. There is more to the event that took place on Monday. Share with us a little bit about that.
Certainly. As you know, you are also our partner. SASSOL has a long record of working with our stakeholders and particularly government, corporate sectors, and obviously our communities in really delivering sustainable and social development projects within our Fensland communities. So these projects are informed, I must say, by the need, and I think you already said it, they're informed by the need of our employees, but also our communities, to ensure that we can improve the quality of life and, most importantly, sustain growth. So I must say, this Monday, as you said, we handed over the house, but we also handed over a very critical infrastructure, not only for the employees and not only for the community, but also for the country. We have handed over what we call the phase one and phase two electricity substation. This electricity substation project was actually executed to ensure that we can be able to address the instability and the unreliability which the community was getting from the supplying of power perspective. And I must say that this is the one project which actually won us an award at the 2024 CallSafe conference, because of the impact which create within our communities. So that's what we also handed over on Monday. And this project, since it has been completed, I must say that we've seen the reduction and the occurrence of unplanned power outages caused by the overloading of infrastructure. And this is critical, really, for supporting our population growth. And the infrastructure was really handed over, as I said, but it's a great impact, not only, as I said, not only for the community, but for the country as a whole. As we all know now, that energy is one of the critical things which is required to ensure that you can have and maximize economic activation within your communities or within the country. So that's one of the things which we have handed over. And the other one, we also handed over the two-way radio stations. And these are very critical. They look small when you talk about it, but they're extremely critical, because when you've got disaster, for example, you need to communicate. And that's the reason why we did that. We actually handed over to the governed Beki municipality to make sure that we can be able to communicate with each other. We can be able to communicate with all critical stakeholders who are required when there's a crisis, who are required when there's a, for example, the disaster, and be able to support each other during that process, and be able, again, to support the community during the process. So for me, I could easily say that it's a proactive manner, seeing what's happening in other provinces, what's happening in other municipalities and cities. And we are saying that let's rather also work towards really preparing ourselves for whatever might happen.
In our conversation, I'm picking up that stakeholder participation is a very key part of the contribution of your give-back programs within SASSOL. How does this initiative contribute to alleviating the government's social housing challenge? We all know that, Jay, amakhaya abantu badinga izindlu, badinga amakhaya, and this is what you're participating in as SASSOL. How are you assisting government in this when you're looking at it from the boardroom and saying this is where we are going to take part within alleviating the social issues we're faced with?
And I think we have all come to realization that the challenges which the country faces does not only require government. It does require the collaboration of stakeholders, whether it's industry, whether it's government, in ensuring that we can reduce, like you said, some of the challenges which we are facing as a country. So we are all aware that government have contributed a lot of money in really trying to come up what they call the low-costing housing within the country, providing shelter, security of tenure, running water, sanitation, electricity, you name it, over all the millions of the people which the country we are having. But despite that, we all know that with dividing this, they still have a big and significant housing backlog. And for us as a company, we feel that having this kind of program really make a contribution in really, one, elevate what a government is going through, reducing some of the burden, but then also making sure that our employees and our communities can really know that we are part of the solution which need to become with. We are part of, by the way, the challenge which they are facing. So this housing we are talking about today for the employees, years ago, I must say that we also built what we call social houses, which it was given to the communities. Again, it was also part of how do we ensure that we can work together with government, we can work together with our stakeholders, as you said, in really contributing to the challenges which the government is facing. Therefore, social contribution is not isolated in terms of ensuring that we are aligned to government goals and really providing the shelter, as you said. And we are really, again, I'm putting a challenge out there to other companies, to the industry, to say, let's come together, let's collaborate and see how best do we assist not only government, but also assist our communities in making that we can be able to support where government actually needs support on in really providing this shelter. And most importantly, security of our communities and our employees.
In closing of our conversation, what else can we expect from Sasol in terms of community projects? Perhaps more houses?
Perhaps more houses. That would depend on the need.
Yeah.
Because also goes to the need. But then I must say that our focus is still on really providing or supporting government in providing a reliable supply of electricity or energy. We still want to continue in supporting our communities in really supplying and support and reduce the challenge of the what you call the flooding of sewer. So talking about water and sanitation now, we are just in the process of completing our water project here in Gavenbeki, where we actually build and or construct a very long water pipeline to the rural area we call Chalcillas. And as we speak right now, we are just finalizing the process with the one of the municipality Ligwa in supporting them again with the what we call water boreholes. So we want to look continue looking at the support of water and sanitation and electricity. And then where we can, we're also looking at from the sustainable income perspective and development, we want to look and continue to focus on projects like your agriculture, agri-hub, agriculture and so on, just to make sure that while we are assisting in really dealing with what you call human settlement support, at the same time, we are also coming up with projects which can create jobs. We can also, again, create what I would call business opportunities within our communities.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a conversation with Ms. Mashudu Ndo, Head of Corporate Affairs at Sasol, talking about all the good things they're doing within Sasol for their employees as well as for the communities they operate in as a good corporate citizen. Ms. Ndo, thank you so much. We look forward to having more conversations with you regarding what you're doing for the province of Mpumalanga.
Thank you so much, and again, Happy Women's Month to all the women and to myself and to all the listeners and everyone, the presenters and everyone.
Danko.